This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Today's episode will be about long distance friendships and also pen pals. I'm going to try to connect those two together because recently I've had a few instances in my life where it just connects those two types of friendships. I hope that this will be a fun way to reflect on life and also caring for your well-being as well. Last weekend, I said goodbye to my good friend, Sarah, who went back to Malaysia for good. And we have a term here called BFG, back for good, for those who came here to study or came here to work but leave New Zealand for their home countries again. So we have a term called BFG, back for good, for those instances. So Sarah is a really good friend of mine. You probably don't know her because she's been on the podcast once, and that was in the early, very, very, very early episodes. I think she was like episode 13 or something like that, and we're at episode 200 plus. But Sarah and I, we studied psychology together, and one of the things that is important in our friendship was we have lots of sleepovers where we would call them introvert parties. We would journal together, we would collect stickers and share them, and it's basically like scrapbooking. And I think it was really fun because I actually have never had a friend who would do that for fun in such a close proximity. So I will definitely miss spending time with her like that. But I do want to say that, you know, we've had conversations about this, about her leaving and how that would affect, how it would change our friendship. And as much as we are excited for her new life, there is definitely that fear for me, because being here in New Zealand and having lots of people who come and go and people who leave, sometimes there has been times when it's kind of hard for me to make genuine friendships because I know that it's not going to be long. And I'm sure that there are times when that has stopped me from making good friendships because I feel like, you know, there's no point, you're going to leave me anyway. But yeah, I think it's really good for us to bear in mind that, you know, there are friendships that don't need to last forever, or there are friendships that start somewhere but end up shifting. And with Sarah, we've promised that we will be pen pals, and I think that's why, and that might be something that we could do, knowing our personalities, because we've started as people who enjoy writing together and journaling and reflecting on life together. So hopefully there is a way for us to keep it happen, even with all these life changes and life expectations. Because I, like, the idea of pen paling is such a beautiful thing. I keep hearing my mom talk about her past pen pals from Japan, from Hong Kong, from Switzerland, and she would have like a journal, more like a scrapbook, you know, where she would paste all of her letters and all of the like stickers or cute stamps that her pen pals would give her, even photos, and she would create these pages for each letter that they would give. And I just love that idea because flipping through those pages, she would show, oh, this is a letter from my friend in Japan, and then this is my letter, the letter from my friend in Hong Kong, and they would showcase their stories so differently. And I want that. I am excited to bring it back. And I really hope that there is something that I can start. Because, you know, life is already difficult as it is. I think it's important for us to make it fun and find ways to enjoy connecting with other people, because connecting with other people makes you a better person. It makes you learn more about the realities of other people's lives. And yeah, it just makes life a lot more fun. And I think that's, you know, that even is a good reason enough. But yeah, I just want to talk about like long-distance friendships today, because it is about patience and trust, because you realize that you don't need constant contact with the other person. There's been a lot of conversations lately about like low-maintenance friendships and why sometimes that is what works. Because, you know, there's so much going on in this life. Sometimes it's really hard to have a very, very needy friend. So long maintenance friendship or low maintenance friendship sometimes works better as well. But I want to talk to you about Pen Pal Book Gals. It is a new thing that I tried just this month. It is a pen pal service, or like a club, really. I don't want to say service, it's boring. It's like a club. It's based here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, where pen pal book girls would, like, there's someone up there here based in New Zealand that would collect everyone's address. Like, if, for example, if you say, oh, I want to join, you give them your address, you give them your top three book genres, and then you pay like $20, which is basically just shipping for them, and also shipping for you to send your books to your pen pal. And what they do is they match you up with another person who might have a similar interest in books as you do. And so I did that for the first time, and it was so fun. So I do want to tell you about it. My top three book genres were romance, mystery, and also Japanese literature. And I have been matched with a pen pal who is from Wellington, and she loves cozy murder books. And when I heard that she loves cozy murder books, I immediately thought of the exact book that I know she would enjoy, which is The Bookshop Detectives, That Girl Gone. And what I love about that book is it is based here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And it is, yeah, there's something about like bookshop owners who write books. And yeah, it is based on a bookshop, a little bookshop that's in a little town somewhere in rural New Zealand. And they have been assigned to host a book launch. But at the same time, they have a murder to solve because the owners of the bookshops used to be cops. And it's really fun. It's not like a scary murder thriller book. It's really cozy, you know, it's funny as well. I love the humor of the book. So anyway, I bought her that book and I gave it to her, and she was so happy because she said that book has been in her wish list for a while. And I am just really excited that she received a book that she hasn't read, and which she truly appreciated, because one of my fears was, what if I gave my pen pal a book that they already have? So that didn't happen, which is really great. She actually gave me a romance mystery book. So I'm really excited. It is about a impossible imposter. And it's about, and just seeing the cover, it's like based in the 1920s. And I just love the vibes of it. It's very like murder mystery coded. So I'm very excited to read that after finishing my other books that I'm supposed to read that's due in the library. But yeah, I tried Pen Pal's Book Gal with a friend, Zahira, who is in Christchurch. You might know her, actually. She has been on the podcast a few times. But Zahira is a really good friend of mine who lives in Christchurch, and we talk a lot about books because we read the same kinds of books. And I invited her to join and try this with me for the first time, and I'm so happy she said yes as well, because all we did was just update each other on the books that we were going to buy for our pen pals, what we're going to include in the letters. And one thing that I really enjoyed seeing her experience with her pen pal was she color-coded her books with her gifts. So, for example, she bought like a scrunchie that's red because the book that she was gifting to her pen pal was red as well. And on top of that, like stickers, chocolate. And I think that's really fun. I didn't get to do that because my book was quite colorful, but I'm really excited for that to be a thing that I can do in the future. So if you know, if you're hearing this and you think, oh, that sounds really fun, Pen Pal Book Gals, it's very like, it's very pinky and girly. And you know, if you're into that sort of aesthetic, I think you would enjoy it. It definitely fits my aesthetic, so that's why it was, you know, a definite yes for me to join. But if you are interested, I think they only do this like every 2 months. So go find them on Instagram. It's Pen Pals Book Gals. And yeah, just DM them and see if they can, you know, book you in for the next slot. And from, you know, these two things that happened recently, like Sarah leaving and me not having a friend who journals with me here, and also having that pen pal experience with the Pen Pal Book Gals, I think today I wanted to talk about like why it's fun and why you should do it too. So writing letters is something that I have enjoyed doing in the past, like when I went back to Malaysia from New Zealand at 10 years old, me and Moiwai, who you might know, actually, she's been on the podcast a lot. She's actually here in Dunedin, and we went to the same primary school in the before. But she and I, we would continue writing. We would write a lot. I think every month I would receive something, like a letter from her from New Zealand, and it was like the best day. And she would write all about her stories of going to school and her dog. And I still keep all of those letters and I would write her back. And it was definitely a really good friendship up until, you know, I came back here at the age of 18 and we are still really good friends still now. So it says a lot when you try your best to connect with friends, even through letters, because I find that I get quite overwhelmed with instantly replying to people with social media or WhatsApp these days, unless it's super urgent. You know, I don't like not reply, but I find that sometimes it just makes a lot more sense for us to sit down and talk to them and just really focus on the person. And sometimes it is easier to do that with writing because it's more intentional and you also get to really focus on them, because using your phone can be quite distracting because suddenly they reply to you instantly, and you know, it just changes the way you think as well, and how you would reply to their stories, or how you would share your day. So yeah, writing letters is definitely a slow and thoughtful process. And if this is something that's exciting for you, I really want to say that we can be friends, because one of my favorite months was July, because I actually received 4 parcels / letters / postcards from my friends. And that does not happen a lot. Firstly, like I don't really get parcels because I don't really buy things online, and I'm not a influencer that gets parcels sent to them or PR packages. So when you get something in your mail that is not a bill or that is not a letter from your bank or, you know, just boring admin things, it's really good. It's a really good feeling to feel like, ooh, you know, I wonder who's this from. Or it just makes you feel like you're being looked after. And I miss that. I miss receiving letters or parcels from friends. And I want to keep up that tradition, because it doesn't have to be a tradition. I want that experience to stay alive. Which is why, you know, after receiving like 4 parcels / postcards / letters from my friends last month, I want to keep doing that at least every month for 4 different people. And funny enough, Moi Wai and I, even though we both live in Dunedin, like we live so close by, but we write letters to each other. And that says a lot about how important the experience is for us, because it's the time where you just really focus and you slow down and you don't feel rushed. Supporting the local post office is very important as well. Obviously, we know that the prices of stamps and sending things anywhere has increased because there is low demand for it, because people email. And also, yeah, don't really want to talk about the economy right now. But yeah, it's definitely is something that you would have to invest for. But, you know, for people like me who really enjoy the experience of it, it is an investment that I'm willing to make for connecting with people and for my own well-being as well. So how to make pen paling fun? Sarah and I, we definitely had a lot of fun with this, because we would come to each other's houses and we would share our stickers and we would, you know, just make a whole day of just writing and using what you have. But yeah, if you are a creative person and you want to try different things, definitely using, you know, try including drawing as part of your writing, including things from nature like pressed flowers or depending on the season as well. So if you want to bring some autumn leaves, I think there is definitely some value in connecting with the season of where you're at so that you can always come back to, it just helps you to reflect on life a bit more. Theme letters is also a idea. You can have like monthly prompts. So if you look at, you know, some ideas on Pinterest, there's definitely a lot like of ways to think about your months or think about your weeks, think about your days. Book swaps, like Pen Pals Book Gals, that's definitely something that I'm currently doing and I really enjoy it. So if you want to share books with your pen pals, I think that's a really good way to do it. But definitely tell them why you chose that book for them, because that's, you know, that's part of your writing as well. And definitely use your favorite stationery. I used to feel like I want to keep my favorite stationery for special occasions, and I think we've all had this experience where we don't use our nice things, but you know, you're gonna regret them. I saw a TikTok recently of a girl who was looking through her sticker book, and she was saving those stickers for, you know, to use them for a special occasion which she did not use, and now she's 20. So use your best stickers, use your favorite stationery, use your most expensive ones. I think it is really important that we use our best things because we just don't know how long we have to live. And there's a lot to celebrate as well if you want to keep note of the date of the first letter that you send to your pen pals, or you can set small traditions, maybe a quote or a question at every letter. There's definitely a lot there that you can have a think about. The frequency of how often you write is definitely something to think about. For me, I think monthly is good, but you know, if you have more time, fortnightly might be better for you. And try to be very intentional about it. You know, block a time in your calendar where all you do is write letters, and you know, make it a whole thing, because that would help you to be intentional about it and just focus so that you can be, you can feel more connected with the whole process. And so obviously the reason why this is something that I value or I treasure, it's because it's slow, because it's not instant, because you get to hear more from people, you get to feel more from people when they write. There are things that you don't get communicated when you message them instantly on social media. So that is why I think this is something that I want to keep doing. So if this is something of interest of you, I hope that you can start your own pen pal project. You know, there might be friends who have similar hobbies as you. There might be clubs out there that you just don't know about. If you want to start with something book related, try Pen Pal Book Gals. Or let me know if you want to be my pen pal, because I'm always trying to expand my reach in terms of, you know, the people who I can talk to. So if it's something that you are interested in as well, do let me know. And hopefully this is something that would, you know, connect you with your community and help you with your well-being. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope that you find ways to feel connected with the joys in life, because there is definitely a lot to look forward to.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.